Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Secret Museum of the Air, a weekly broadcast of the world's music, historic landmarks from the dawn of recording through the golden age of the gramophone. Join us for the next hour as your host, Citizen Kafka, visits with curator Pat Conti in the Secret Museum.
Welcome to another broadcast. Today's program is Sounds of the City, to borrow a phrase from Tony Schwartz, the great recordist who spent time with his tape recorder on the streets of New York. We are starting aptly in the 1920s. The 1920s, our beloved age here at the Secret Museum. The composer for the first segment of this program is John Alden Carpenter, who was born in Park Ridge, Illinois in 1875. This is a man who is an understudy of Edward Elgar, who was a graduate of Harvard. He is also someone at the beginning of the 1920s who was a recipient of the Cross of the French Legion of Honor. But he's mainly known for some great modern pieces of American music, including Crazy Cat. But today, we'll spotlight an early appearance on 78 RPM of his opera or ballet, depending on how you look at it, entitled Skyscrapers. And we'll be featuring some recordings that were actually, once again, thanks to Citizen Kafka, rescued from the refuse heap of the urban center known as New York. And we have saved it, preserved it, and are very happy to present it tonight. It's something that you don't get to hear very often, especially a performance this early. And so, in effect, we'll be presenting to you on this broadcast music from the 1920s from a very different perspective. And before the music, I'd like to read from a magazine. This is a magazine called The Survey. And the number is actually designated May 1st, 1926, and we find a contemporary review, including settings by an artist by the name of Robert Edmund Jones. And this is a contemporary write-up of the piece we're about to hear as it was performed live. And we are instantly transfixed by some of the imagery in this magazine, which are very intimidating illustrations of massive tangled lattices of metal and smoke and figures in front of them in a very stark 1920s style of art. We see shadows, the subway, something called morning, something called night, and something called Coney Island. And they basically, all these sets for the stage basically evoke the same image, this climbing and rising, concrete and steel, and very harsh graphic colors and shadows. So the piece I'd like to read before we listen to the music was written for this May issue in 1926 of The Survey by Alice Holdship Ward. Skyscrapers. In the universal wordless language of color, movement, and music, the modern ballet, Skyscrapers, has been produced at the Metropolitan Opera House. John Alden Carpenter wrote the music. Robert Edmund Jones designed the sets. Together, starting from a vague feeling that they meant to express America at play and work, they created their dance patterns and rhythmic forms, Jones intensifying meanings and lending significance by costume and light. The music is thrilling and fresh, the production a summons to the imagination. This Skyscrapers is not built for entertainment. It is a serious interpretation of America and modern life, and it is devastating. It has beauty, born of bitter earnestness, and imagination and perfection of craft. And all this is used to build purgatory or hell. It is made of whipped-up hurry, utterly aimless going, machine-made work, flimsy tinsel, and surfaces hard and distorted. Jones has great crinkled mirrors wheeled in, into which the panting, hurrying merrymakers peat at their exotic, unwholesome surfaces. The workers are in curious metallic costumes that emphasize the hardness and grimness of lockstep labor. Flame and steam, patches of overripe purple and underripe green fall on the workers as they pound, heave, tug, and hoist before the background of skyscrapers, or go creeping into holes that enter a vast expanse of drab. The working girls in scant black, all alike, outré and up to the minute, poignantly pinched flamboyantly on the bandwagon, whoop up their fatigue with fake, almost death-rattle joy. To a darkened stage, while white wings sleep by a traffic signal, blinking red and green, creep a row of sandwich men in starvation masks, with motions of dazed, trying to keep in line, their white boards seeming to float them on a sea of misery. Could even a seasoned opera-goer of the old school fail to hear that despair, freshly felt, significant, clad in tortured jazz? The music at the end may justify a little grandeur. Back of the same clanging workers of the first scene now loom enormous shadows of larger, apotheosized work rhythms. But are they shadows of glory or of annihilation? Who can tell? To me, it all spells despair, terrible and revealing, speaking the truth of America flayed and naked. Here is no languorous ballet. Here are the challenging hungers, fiercely clamorous. Here is exposed the corrosion that lurks indeed beneath our too proud skyscrapers. This is the Victor Symphony Orchestra, John Alden Carpenter's Skyscrapers, 1926.
Thank you.
Carpenter's Skyscrapers. That was Nat Shilkret, the director of the Victor Symphony Orchestra, recorded for the Victor Company in the late 1920s. And this broadcast is Sounds of the City, an installment of the Secret Museum of the Air. And we hope you're enjoying the program. We're looking at music from the 1920s, composed music from American composers. And for an interlude now, we're going to listen to a piece featuring John Sebastian Sr. on the harmonica and a street corner concerto. The piece was by George Kleinsinger, and it's called the Street Corner Concerto. That was John Sebastian on the harmonica, actually a chromatic harmonica, with Russ Case in his orchestra, also recorded for RCA Victor and we heard excerpts of the three movements. The first was Dance of the City Kids, and the second shorter movement was called Sleeping City, and the third movement, Hustle Bustle, George Kleinsinger and the Street Corner Concerto. For our last segment of the program, we are going to hear another selection of pieces that, like Skyscrapers, incorporates some jazz into modern classical music. Modern, of course, meaning in the age of the 78s and the 1920s and 1930s. These pieces that follow are products of the imagination of someone named Louis Alter and his Metropolitan Impressions. We'll hear selections from something that was released by Decca called An Album of Manhattan. And it's Paul Whiteman's orchestra doing these Alter pieces, as all the pieces in this broadcast, 12-inch extended play, 78 RPM discs. The first, we'll hear two parts, A Side Street in Gotham. This is Louis Alter's Impressions of Manhattan from An Album of Manhattan.
Thank you.
Well, not quite the impact of Gershwin or Grofe, but Metropolitan Impressions by Louis Alter is interesting nonetheless, especially that Whiteman and his concert orchestra took this on. And I'll read just briefly from the notes, which are actually by Theodore Dreiser. A veritable stream as at Times Square at the theater hour. A Niagara of them as in Wall Street or 57th Street or Fifth Avenue at the opening or closing hours of each day. And each so small, a parsec of dust, yet each with its hunger, lust, hope, each with that something, call it mind, soul, mood, electrons in electrophysical combinations, atoms in electrochemical union, or libido, or what you will, but each with the power to stir the other, to hate, to love, to longing, to dreams, to aches, to death, and all gathered here in this endless pother of dreaming and seeking, seeking, seeking among the canyons of stone, beneath tall towers of matter that stand four square to all the winds. That's from My City, Theodore Dreiser, quoted in an album of Manhattan. And we'll listen to one more impression, this one, Metropolitan Nocturne.
Thank you.
Louis Alter and his Metropolitan Impressions. Once again, that brings us to a close here at the Secret Museum. Join us again. Until next time, good night.
I was standing down in New York town one day. Standing down in New York town one day. I was standing down in New York town one day. Singing hey, 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 hey. I was broke, I didn't have a dime. I was broke, I didn't have a dime. Yes, sir, I was broke, I didn't have a dime. Singing hey, 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 hey. Every good man gets a little hard luck sometimes. Every good man gets a little hard luck sometimes. Every good man gets a little hard luck sometimes. Singing hey, 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 hey. Down and out, he ain't got a dime. Down and out, and he ain't got a dime. Gets down and out, and he ain't got a dime. Singing hey, 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 hey. I'm gonna ride the new morning railroad. I'm gonna ride that new morning train. Yes, sir, I'm gonna ride that new morning train. Singing hey, 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 hey. Hey. Man's town again. Never coming back to this man's town again. Never coming back to this man's town again. Singing hey.
And so the gate swings shut after another visit to the Secret Museum comes to a close. We hope you have enjoyed this brief journey spanning the first half century of recorded sounds across the earth. Until next time, I'm Buddy Fortune for the Secret Museum of the Air.
This is Citizen Kafka. The Secret Museum of the Air is funded in part by a grant from the Shira Kober Zeller Foundation in loving memory of Arthur and Margaret Kober. Thanks for listening. We'll see you again here at the Secret Museum of the Air.